In Minnesota, the governor and state lawmakers are arguing over the best way to pay for replacing the I-35W bridge, the bridge that collapsed back in August. Cost estimates for cleanup and reconstruction have skyrocketed from $250 million to nearly $400 million. If the Republican governor and the Democrats who control the legislature can't authorize using state money to pay for the bridge, many of Minnesota's other road projects will be delayed. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
I'm standing on a bridge overlooking the collapsed bridge site. You can still see some remnants of the old bridge on land, but a large part of the concrete and steel has been removed from the Mississippi River. Crews hope to finish the rest of the job as soon as possible so construction on the new bridge can begin by the middle of the month.
This is a very expensive project. It's a very important bridge, and I think we want to make sure it's done in a way where Minnesotans both get a really good bridge, but they also feel comfortable that it was done in a way that made sense.
That's Democrat Larry Pogamiller, Minnesota's Senate Majority Leader. Pogamiller's district includes the I-35W bridge, and he's pushing a fast-paced construction project. The plan is to have the bridge finished by the end of next year, just 14 months from now. But Pogamiller has concerns about how to pay for the bridge since the federal government only delivered a portion of the promised money.
Until they make the appropriation and the president signs it, you don't really know you're going to get the money.
Until the federal money becomes available, the governor and state lawmakers have to figure out a way to pay for the bridge. The problem is that the state's transportation budget doesn't have enough money to float itself alone. Transportation Commissioner Carol Molnow is now asking a special panel of senior state lawmakers to authorize state money for the bridge. Without it, Molnow says they'll have to delay other state transportation projects.
This is a dollar amount that was not in my budget, obviously, in MnDOT's budget, and it's going to be paid out in a very compressed time frame, in 12 to 14 months. So it does have a huge impact, yes. And that's why it's so important for us to get authorization right now.
The request doesn't sit well with state lawmakers who worry that needed road projects in their districts could be pushed back. House Speaker Margaret Kelleher, a Democrat, doesn't like that a select panel of lawmakers is being asked to authorize the funding. She wants the governor to call a special session to deal with the bridge collapse and other transportation funding issues.
When you're in a crisis situation, people should come together and actually have a legislative session devoted to this issue and devoted to the long-term transportation needs of this state. This crisis is not going to go away for MnDOT, even if this authority were granted.
The debate over transportation funding has been a thorny issue in Minnesota for several years, but that intensified after the bridge collapse. Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty, who has vetoed two bills that include a gas tax increase in the past 3 years, said after the bridge collapse that he would support a gas tax increase. But a deal is still elusive. In the meantime, the governor and lawmakers continue to haggle over the best way to pay for a bridge that seems to get more expensive each week that goes by. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.